visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, the Prime Minister has called for Nigel Farage's economic policies to be branded a mad experiment as he urges voters not to fall for Reform UK's promises. The party leader's committed to scrapping the two-child benefit cap and reinstating winter fuel payments if he wins the next election. But Keir Starmer says he's promising tax cuts without a funding plan, just like a former Tory Prime Minister.
Billions upon billions of completely unfunded spending. Precisely the sort of irresponsible splurge that sent your mortgage costs, your bills, through the roof. It's Liz Truss all over again.
Police say the youngest person injured when a car drove into crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday was 9 years old. The oldest was 78. A 53-year-old man is still being held on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving and drug driving. A drought has been declared in northwest England. People are being urged to be mindful of their water use after the third lowest rate of rainfall on record in February, March and April. Britain's Sonny Cartel has been knocked out of the French Open tennis in the second round. She lost in straight sets to Marie Bouchkova. This week marks the 85th anniversary of the Dunkirk evacuation, when more than 300,000 Allied troops were rescued from northern France by a fleet of small boats after they became surrounded by German soldiers in 1940. Will Ramsay's grandfather, Admiral Bertram Ramsay, planned the rescue, codenamed Operation Dynamo, from a control room underneath Dover Castle.
The key thing that he did was persuade the Admiralty to give him enough ships and to also persuade the RAF to protect as much as they could those ships. So, yeah, I'm incredibly proud of all the effort that he put in and the decisions he made.
And the weather, wind and rain moving eastwards with sunny spells developing behind them, a high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And lovely to have your company this afternoon here on Classic FM. A trot around the dance floor, thanks to Chopin in a moment after Vivaldi.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Joanna McGregor playing Chopin's Mazurka in C sharp minor. We also heard Gloria in Excelsis Deo, the opening to the Gloria in D, written by Vivaldi, sung and played by the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloist with conductor John Elliott Gardner. 7 minutes past two here on Classic FM with Rimsky-Korsakov and his sole entry in this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame, Scheherazade, which is a series of stories inspired by the tales, 1001 Tales of the Arabian Nights. And the one we're going to hear today tells the story of a wandering mystic who finds himself shipwrecked on an island with nobody there, but filled with strange creatures. Always close at hand is the ocean. And you can hear it in this piece, which is the story of the Calendar Prince from Scheherazade.
Thank you.
quite a tale to tell. Rimsky-Korsakov, The Story of the Calendar Prince, part of Scheherazade by the composer Zubin Mehta and the London Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. And step forward right now, baker extraordinaire and violinist extraordinaire, Hilary Hahn plays as Bach.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
sisters, and both playing piano, made their name around Japan and around Europe as well for great piano duets. Mari and Momo Kodama, bringing us the Spanish dance from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. And Hilary Hahn, the violinist who bakes biscuits when she's working with, performing with, touring with orchestras around the world. Hilary Hahn played us the finale to Bach, Bach's Violin Concerto in E, together with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Time for us to turn our glance towards Norway. Friend of Grieg, violinist, conductor and composer Johan Svensson brings us his Norwegian Rhapsody No. 3 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
inspired by his homeland, the Norwegian Rhapsody No. 3 by Johan Svendsen. And it was a great performance by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Very apt indeed for Bergen Phil to be playing that. And conducting up there to do the business was Naomi Järvi here on Classic FM, almost 25 to 3. Something very exciting to tell you about for tomorrow. Friday evening, we have a very special new series starting for you.
She's the mastermind behind some of your favourite film and TV soundtracks. And now, Classic FM composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, turns interviewer.
Yes, I can't wait to be joined by stars I've written music for and collaborated with over the years. This week, it's Dame Sheila Hancock.
That magic skill of that high note at the end is extraordinary. Supernatural.
Real music with Debbie Wiseman.
Starts tomorrow night at 9. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Laying the golden egg, that is Mother Goose, music by Maurice Ravel on Classic FM, and it was the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra.
Classic FM.
One of Mendelssohn's songs without words, the one in E we heard played by Howard Shelley. And it was the Chamber Orchestra of Europe and conductor Yannick Nezet-Séguin who delivered the second movement of the Seventh Symphony by Beethoven. Tomorrow and Saturday, Classic FM at the movies returns with Jonathan Ross at the helm, as always. And right now, a little taste of what's to come on Friday and Saturday from the big screen. Music packed to the rim with amazing epic themes that tell us tales of barbaric buccaneers, swashbuckling shipmates and menacing marauders. Thank you. It's a fine tune indeed, me hearties, by Klaus Badelt, Pirates of the Caribbean, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Carl Davis. More of that ilk tomorrow and Saturday on Classic FM at the movies from 7.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Don't worry, you can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere. Because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Do you love reading? Then Readly is the perfect app for you. Get unlimited access to 8,000 magazines and newspapers all in one app. From Time magazine to The Guardian, from New Scientist to Ideal Home. Discover meaningful reading this year with Readly. Sign up online now and enjoy your free trial. Read more of what you love with Readly. Renews automatically at $12.99 a month. Cancel anytime.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Hola, Einstein here, tucking into tacos and the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Meaden.
Because like a recipe, in business you've got to get the basics right.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time. Miscalculated the hot sauce.
That's more control of your business budgeting, at least.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood. Like your favourite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Sir Starmer has claimed Nigel Farage's plans will lead to a Liz Truss-style economic meltdown. The Reform UK leaders promised to cut taxes, remove the two-child cap on benefits and restore winter fuel payments. The Prime Minister's accused him of a mad experiment and using family finances as a gambling chip. Zia Youssef is Reform's chairman.
Keir Starmer is panicking because his awful government is now trailing Reform by a staggering 8 points in the latest YouGov poll. The fact is, we're always told by the two old parties there's no money left. When Nigel's the Prime Minister, that changes and the interests of the British people will come first.
A 9-year-old is the youngest person injured when a car was driven to crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. The oldest is 78. A 53-year-old man is still being questioned. Israel has announced 22 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, the biggest expansion in decades. The UK government has criticised it, with the minister calling the plan illegal and a deliberate obstacle to Palestinian statehood. But Israeli journalist Gideon Levy believes opponents are fighting a lost cause.
20 more settlements or 20 less, anyone who travels to the West Bank sees the picture on the ground, and the picture on the ground is that the settlers are governing the occupied territories, the West Bank, and nobody can stop them.
Donald Trump is expected to appeal a decision by a US court to block his administration from imposing sweeping import tariffs. Three judges ruled the president overstepped his authority when he used an emergency law to impose the taxes. People in Somerset